good news to his people.
It's me.
Buzz. He made it up.
All right, Buzz, you got it?
I do.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your lead story tonight?
Are we about to nail the man behind the attacks of 9/11 and Osama bin Laden update?
Thank you!
Okay, that was very...
professional!
Stay tuned.
I forgot
for news
part.
And comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I forgot that.
Yeah!
Okay, now that was very...
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't be hating. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Time for Buzz now. Buzz's news and comments brought to us by Theater Max. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, Viramax. Number one, does it really work?
Someone called for Duncan.
Dr. Duncan, clinically tested, patented, Viramax, in it, retailers nationwide. Call 1-888 try and be back. At Santana, and here's Buzz wearing. Now, is that
oh,
the,
you brought it with you. I forgot.
That's the hairnet.
This is the hairnet that I wore yesterday before I had the cool do-rag. So. And I my thinking was, I bring it to work. If I ever need Ron Bennington's headphones again, I'll use the hairnet.
Here's what we need. Uh-huh. We need Joe to get in there and take a picture of you wearing yes. that. Because it looks like a shower cap.
Now you kind of know what I was dealing with yesterday when I saw that.
Yeah. No wonder you couldn't keep a straight face. I just looked in the mirror.
Right. We'll get that picture up on the website by tomorrow. We'll add that to the collage.
Yes.
Buzz, the collage of rock and roll knowledge. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Try to take me seriously as I tell you that Al-Qaeda's number three commander, close to Osama bin Laden, was arrested today in Pakistan. Pakistani officials say this means they are now, and I quote, on the right track to catching bin Laden.
Now, where is this guy in the deck of cards?
He's number three, right? Osama
right
number two. Osama's number one. What's his name is number two, and
so he would
this
be
guy's number three.
You know, we've lost track of the cards. Would he be like a king then?
Yeah, he's way up there, I believe so.
Well,
right?
I don't think the cards apply to Osama at all. I think cards were only the Saddam Hussein people.
Oh, yeah.
That was just for Iraq. This is a different thing.
Playing with a different deck. Quoting one official, this is a very important day for us. Abu Faraj Alibi plotted
guilty.
Plotted twice to have Pakistan's president assassinated, so it is an important day in Pakistan. But Pakistani officials also say Alibi's arrest has given them clues that say Osama bin Laden is not far away.
Boy, how many times have we heard this? I sure hope it's... We could use
some good news.
But literally, we've never been as close to him as we appear to be with the arrest of this guy, because this guy is always within yards of Osama bin Laden.
We're supposed to believe you.
Yeah.
Wearing a shower cap.
What, you're having trouble taking me seriously?
You know, it's amazing. They talk about he's always close to him. Well, then where the hell is he right now?
Right.
And what was I seeing today on MSNBC? It was something about how Al-Qaeda really plans in advance, and no area in America is safe, and they don't really care about it to kill people. What they want to do is make a spectacle.
Right.
So then Amy Roadblock on MSNBC, the pretty but just dumb as a box of rocks, reading off the prompter, girl goes, so tell me something, Mr. Expert, where might be some trouble spots in America, And the guy goes, well, there's the St. Louis Arch.
Oh, how long have we been here?
There's the Sears Tower in Chicago. If you go all the way out to San Francisco, there's an area where it's not very highly populated by the bay, but the tremendous explosion out there would go. You know, it's like, that's not analysis of the news.
No. Speculate.
Speculation.
Speculate, right.
And I want to say this, that I'm a proud American.
I know you are.
Okay.
No one's prouder.
I was pissed when they announced that one of the possible locations was my wife's 50th birthday party.
That's outrageous.
Said the St. Louis Arch.
Yeah.
The thing in Chicago, the Sears, and then my wife's 50th birthday party.
I applaud though your courage in still going without security.
And appropriately enough, our Homeland Security Begins at Home department. A Pentagon analyst has been arrested for illegally passing military secrets about Iraq to Israelis. 56-year-old Larry Franklin was due in court here today. He was a specialist on Iran and other Middle Eastern affairs. The FBI says he gave classified information on possible attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. to two employees of a pro-Israeli group.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Happened over lunch at Arlington in June 2003.
I'm trying to think. I mean, what's the big deal, right? They're an ally. He's giving information.
Or are they?
These were classified documents that even our allies were not supposed to see.
Oh, okay, so hence it was a boo-boo.
Hence they've arrested him. Right. Keep your enemies closer, but keep your friends close, too.
Mm-hmm.
The polite name for it is fratricide. When a soldier or soldiers kill one of their own accidentally.
Fratricide.
Turns out that's what happened to NFL player Pat Tillman, who gave up football to fight in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not an exactly new story, right?
Right.
He was killed by friendly
fire. That's true, but part of it is, so stay with me. He was saluted, of course, as you remember, as a national hero after he was killed in battle by enemy fire, we were initially told. He was killed by his fellow Rangers, and the Army investigator who knew that within days of the incident kept it secret, even from Tillman's family, until after the big TV tribute to the NFL soldier.
Mm-hmm.
By that time, military higher-ups knew it too, including a general. The Army now says it was just trying to be compassionate.
Now, you know,
best reason for any lie, just trying to be compassionate.
Yeah, well, and I saw what's sad about it is they were replaying some of the services.
The tribute,
that they had,
yeah.
And where they've got a guy in an Army uniform who's saying, you know, they were coming over this hill and Pat had a decision to go this way or this way. And he said, I mean, the guy was very specific. He said, Pat said, let's go this way. Pat led the group. Pat saved all these guys' lives.
Mm-hmm.
Lives.
Right. Right.
And he's a hero because he went over there.
Right.
I mean, they don't have to Hollywood it up.
No, not with that. And, you know, it just leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth when they don't tell you what the truth is.
Yeah.
They should have come clean with that right away. I mean, the fact is he died.
Point.
He died serving his country. What the hell does it matter?
That's
and not that it matters. But if you happen to go to the Arizona Cardinals website,
right.
They've got right up on the front page there things that, you know, buy your Pat Tillman jersey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it strikes me as creepy because
you brought that up right when they were giving the tribute. You thought it was too commercialized anyway.
And now it's 2 years after the fact, or a year after the fact, since he's died. There's no note on the web page for the Cardinals that says, you know, proceeds go to the Red Cross.
I'd sure like to know if it does.
You know, it just seems to me like, unfortunately for the Arizona Cardinals, the most popular player they've ever had is dead, so let's make some dough on his jersey.
Boy, I'd love somebody to do an investigation of that one.
Uh-huh. Yesterday, we told you about the onset of the national ID card, the government's plan to standardize driver's licenses. Today, the government says it plans to start collecting more information on air travelers this summer, including their full and complete legal names and their birth dates. Oddly, travelers will not be required to give this information, just encouraged to give it, but those who don't cooperate will be subject to being singled out for a security pat-down.
Mm-hmm.
The airlines will forward their list to the Homeland Security Department, and with that, the government takes over from the airlines the responsibility of screening passengers. The government says the result will be fewer people wrongly stopped for closer scrutiny.
Right, I'll give you a second. I'm on the world's slowest computer, but it is just... Now, here you go.
Cardinals?
Official site of the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Here's what you have on the upper right. It says live construction cam to see the new stadium. Then there's a banner ad, new jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another one that says new logo gear.
Mm-hmm.
And then right below that it says Tillman jersey.
Wow.
I'm going to click on it now.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see what it says. I'm getting another box that's opening up.
Yeah, I mean, because you could probably clear this up right away.
Let's see.
If they are giving it to his family, where the money should go.
Hold on. I clicked on the thing and it didn't. It says Warner replica jersey. Jerseys.
Uh-huh.
Hold on a second. Let me get more jerseys here. Authentic replica.
It just takes you to all jerseys.
All jerseys. But they still got them on the front page of the website. Saying, get your Pat Tillman jersey.
Right.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'll figure it out later. You know, and those new jerseys they have?
Yeah.
They look like the Atlanta Falcons jerseys.
Find that out. I'd be curious to know if that is going to either a good cause or his, some other foundation.
Let me click on page two, and I'll call that dude I know. Hold on.
Here it is
right here. Tillman number 40 replica jersey. All right. Let me see what it says in the description. I've just clicked on. Tillman number 40 replica jersey, price $64.99. Replica jersey by Reebok with the NFL equipment shield patch, 70% polyester, 30% nylon.
Nothing else.
No.
Okay.
But it's just, and Mike, it's right up.
Gets thicker.
It's right up there, right next to the rolling cooler and the woman's contrast spaghetti strap tee.
Oh, those are hot. Boy, I would think that the NFL wouldn't
let that happen.
Yeah, no,
I wouldn't just pocket the money.
Right. Anywho.
Yeah. While we're talking about airlines, a pilot, Roy Clemens, was a pinnacle of pride for American Airlines. The 47-year-old veteran pilot was a family man, a hardworking professional, so it seemed. But his neighbors in an upscale neighborhood of Nashville say they got tired of Roy exposing himself in front of his house. And he didn't just stand there. To put it in the pilot vernacular, he was pulling back on the stick.
Hello.
25 times in the last year, according to a neighbor who videotaped the shows for police.
25 times.
The
wow.
neighbor says just complaining to the pilot didn't seem to work, which explains the reinforced cockpit doors.
He just said cockpit.
And what if theaters published actual show times that reflected the actual start time of the movie? We'll tell you about that after the break.
Okay, good. Thank you, Buzz. See you right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
98% perfect. All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
Before we get back to Buzz, a couple of quick personal notes from myself to the people that follow us here on WJFK.
Oh, good.
As you know, Wolfman Carruthers has a show.
Yes, the Wolfman's fantastic.
Wolfman's got a couple of sidekicks named Ron and Fez.
Yeah, they help him out a lot.
They're on after we're on. I caught Wolfman. And that's what we're calling him, Wolfman Carruthers.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying on the Ron and Fez show, I don't know how long ago, months ago, one of his dim-witted tirades about he can't respect any man that would wear a jersey with another man's name as a sports fan.
Right.
So I caught him today. He's wearing a Jerome Bettis thing.
Hey.
It's got the name Bettis right on the back of it. And he said, well, it's not a jersey. He said it's a pullover. It's a sweater or something.
I said, well, he's got the name on there.
Yeah.
It looks like a kid's piece of clothing.
All of his clothes look like kids' clothes.
Oh, that's right, Big Head. How he got his own show, I'll never know. I don't understand.
And then, anyway, there's also Keisha, who is an intern for Ron and
Fez.
Lovely
woman, yes.
And, you know, I think I mentioned to you, she told me that she got her start in radio when she was a contestant on the Highway Love Connection.
Hello.
On our show. Keisha, if you're out there listening, I saw you looking at me. We made eye contact when I came out of the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I know you saw the wet spot. Listen, it happens. I have on khakis. Okay, I saw you looking right at it.
Sure.
So,
all right. Well, now you cleared that up.
There you go. So that's shout out to Wolfman and also to Keisha.
They'll be part of the show tonight with a couple of staff members, Ron and Fez.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all about the Wolfman.
That's right. It is. You'll see.
Clap for the Wolfman.
Wolfman Carruthers.
Hi, Buzz.